How hard is it to find someone who will love you, who will spend time with you? It can be pretty hard. We hear all the nightmare stories about the apps, dating apps. Where do you meet someone when you're an adult? It's one thing when you're in school. Everybody is around you is maybe eligible or close. But then you get older and it's like, oh, everybody's paired up. Well, one Wisconsin fellow from Janesville, Wisconsin, was experiencing that trouble. As you'll hear, doesn't love the apps. Didn't love them. So he did love a digital billboard. And that's what he did.
But with the modern approach to dating that relies on apps and social media, one Janesville man is hoping to turn some heads in a different way.
So this billboard on Milton Avenue advertises a man named Robert as Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor. Our Catherine Merck asked the 43-year-old about his...
Maybe it's a joke, but I don't think if I were going to do a billboard, I don't think I'm going to self-proclaim myself as the number one bachelor in the state.
Oh, I definitely would do that.
Would you?
Yes, you want to get attention.
Who's going to argue with you?
I mean, I'd make it obvious it was a joke.
He's pretty okay.
I think it's pretty obvious that it is a joke.
You think so?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe he believes it.
I mean, look at him.
That's the picture. If that's the picture he chose, and it's not a joke, like if that's his best photo, I can see why he's struggling.
I feel like that's Robert's go-to. That's his costume.
So it says, date Robert. Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor, looking for a local honest woman. Oh, man, I'm an honest woman, but I live about 300 miles away. I wish I could travel, but he says local.
33-year-old about his unique approach to finding love.
Both literally and figuratively, Robert says this billboard is his way of putting himself out there. He hopes that people who drive by here take his message as a sign.
I'm just looking for that special someone.
Meet Robert.
Wait, does he always wear what he's wearing in the billboard?
Yes, he wears a Junior Brown hat and wraparound sunglasses like Guy Fieri.
And he's got a big belt buckle.
Yeah, a tie with a long leather duster.
Oh, I didn't even realize he had a tie on.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's like, is this a leather jacket?
Yes.
It's hard to tell.
I think it is.
So it's like he's business, but he also kind of likes to party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
To Robert.
I get lonely. Yeah, everybody does. I'd like to walk down the sidewalk on a nice summer day and just hold someone's hand.
He's calling himself Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor.
Well, who says I'm not?
His dating life has taken a different...
Who says I'm not?
Yeah.
All right, you got me there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all right with that.
I can't believe he's only 43.
Wonder if he knows he has any Bobbies in his family.
He probably doesn't.
I do. I wonder what's up here. What's really going on with old Robbie Bobby?
Taken a different turn after many failed attempts.
Dating sites just weren't working for me. Match and Tinder and just none of them were working.
He's turned
well,
to...
Well, I mean, when you say none of them were working, do you mean Match and Tinder? Because that's really narrow casting.
Yeah. It's both have a very different...
And also, they're completely polar opposites. Match is like... I didn't have any success with Match either. I mean, there's not much on there. And then Tinder is like hookups.
I don't see this guy having a lot of Tinder success.
No.
Well, but he's got to choose different pictures. He needs better friends.
What do you mean?
He needs better outfits.
Kelly, look at him.
I'm not going to lie. That jacket's badass. I'd wear that jacket and with a cute little outfit.
You got
the sunglasses.
Ditch those glasses.
Yeah, it's the glasses, man.
Like
that
dork.
That puts forth. Yeah. Those glasses matched with that hat are just, there's too many.
They don't go together
in here. No.
Like the dark, like what Dale Earnhardt used to wear with that same hat. Those dark sunglasses.
Yeah.
Kelly's absolutely right, though. He needs better friends to tell him, look, Bobby, ditch the hat, ditch the glasses, get a nice haircut, you know, dress like a normal person, not like a race car driver or whatever look you're going for.
Well, it's
with your fire suit on.
Yeah, it's cowboy surfer motorcycle guy.
Yeah, it's in like, the mixed messages.
Yeah, it's two. It's like and businessman.
Yeah.
So it's like he's trying to do with profile pictures all mushed together in one human being.
Yeah.
It's like you're supposed to. Okay, here's one picture of me on a horse with a cowboy hat having fun with my friends. Here's another one of me riding a motorcycle. Here's one of me at the beach with these sunglasses on. But he's putting them all together.
It's like when they ask AI, hey, AI, in 100 years, what's the average human going to look like?
it takes
pictures of 7 billion people in the world, and it morphs them all into one. And he tried to do that.
Yeah, he's a walking Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
He's turned to this electronic billboard to find the love of his life. By calling this number, he tells local honest women to leave him a message.
I love the land.
Looks like we got a phone call to make.
The land. I love country music and I love movies. I love to find that special someone out there. Are you here?
His new method hasn't had the best results so far.
What? You'd be surprised on how many pictures I'm getting. It's crazy. It's just like, oh, man.
Okay.
I am not surprised at all.
Yeah. We got to send him a video.
Next.
You sound picky for somebody who's saying that he doesn't have any options.
Well, he can be picky, Kelly. He's Wisconsin's number one eligible bachelor.
That's true.
He should have the pick of the litter. Yeah.
That's true. Who says he shouldn't? Not me.
Do you think of all the texts he's gotten, one of them has been a woman who was interested? Because I imagine it's a lot of 12 to 50-year-old men who think it's hilarious to send him awful pictures.
This guy's having a hard time. Get him!
The approach is there. It's very good.
Those who've seen the billboard on Milton Avenue say this way of trying something new might just work.
Definitely better than Tinder and all the other dating apps, but that's just my...
Who is this guy? Is this just a random person?
Local dating expert on Sidewalk.
I'm a La Bamba tribute band, and I just happen to be walking by.
Just my opinion. Janesville has a lot of populace, so I'm sure he'll see like a couple like hellos, highs.
Kenneth Velez, who works across the street from the billboard.
The only reason they interviewed him. All right, we need somebody in close proximity to this billboard.
We'll talk to anyone. Come by.
Robert is still looking for the right person.
Unless you want to go on a date, you can be my first date. What do you think?
She's like, oh, God, no.
She's like, no, boy.
She looked behind her to see if someone was going to tape her mouth.
That's when she reaches into her pocket and pulls out the fake engagement ring. Sorry.
Or the bear spray.
I've been waiting.
Can you imagine if she bear sprayed him in the eyes when he said that?
Stranger danger.
That's why he's got the sunglasses on.
I bet you're right.
He's used to that. He doesn't make the same mistake twice, that Robert.
I don't know
about that. While this might be one of the more unique ways to find somebody special.
Just go big or go home. I mean, you don't get any bigger.
Oh, no, he's got absurd fancy pocket jeans, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he does.
No one, Robert.
Oh, come on, Robert.
He needs a makeover.
He does. He has a transformer on his back pocket.
He does.
Just when I thought you couldn't put Jersey Shore with, like, Wyoming, Wisconsin. He's got it all there right together. What kind of shoes is he wearing? Is he wearing like chef's shoes?
That's kind of what they look like. They're comfortable all black sneakers.
Yep, exactly. You knew exactly what I meant when I said chef's shoes. It's smart in the kitchen, stupid anywhere else.
Like Red Wing shoes
for nurses and
cooks.
We need to get him on. We need to
help him. We do because
I want to be nice to him.
On paper, everything he's wearing is fine. Hat, fine. Glasses, fine. Jeans, fine. Jacket, fine. Like, those are all fine, but it's the ones he's chosen to pair together that is just not working. He's too old for the... Well, no one should wear those pants.
No, I mean, the FPJs are...
There is no age where those pants are okay.
Yeah, he should take off his pants and jacket.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I like the
jacket. Right there on the sidewalk.
The jacket's fine. Like Hot Wing said, everything... Except for the pants.
The pants have got to go, but everything individual is okay.
It's
the combo.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you've taken perfectly fine puzzle pieces, but put them together in the wrong
hammering them into the wrong spots.
Do you think it's a mistake to put up the billboard in the natural gas district of Janesville?
He might be.
Probably doesn't matter, right?
I mean, probably doesn't, but he probably is attracting the wrong sort of clientele.
Well, Robert knows. It's probably a very well-traveled road.
Yeah, I bet it is. It looks like it.
Probably, but it does look like the other side says, Better Call Saul.
It's too far. Find somebody special.
Just go big or go home. I mean, you don't get any bigger than this.
This number one bachelor hopes this summer.
Anne, and then there's Date Robert.
Anne's like,
I just want to sell houses.
He needs to call Anne's phone number is up there. She works for the Black Hawk Community Credit Union.
Now she's getting people sending her D-pics.
Local experience and trusted. And what does his say?
He wants a local honest.
Oh, my God.
Trusted is honest.
Yeah. This is meant to be.
We did it.
She looks like she'd settle for him.
I'll bet Ann Welsh is asleep wherever she is right now and having a dream where she's so cold and scared.
And all she needs is a Bobby. All she needs is a Bobby.
She's being chased by over-embroidered pants with no face.
Yeah, they'd be a handsome couple.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
She would.
Hopes this sign brings him closer to the one.
Well, I hope people take it serious.
Yes.
Off to a hot start.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
I want
everybody who reads that thinks you lost a football bet.
It looks like you finished last in your fantasy league.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you eat some waffles and get off the billboard?
This news story brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
It really is on the bottom right.
Someone to take it serious. Don't be shy. Call me.
Reporting in G.
Call me.
Don't be hearing. What? Call me.
Look for my billboard next to the Goodwill and the leaky gas.
I'm Catherine Merck with News 3 Now.
Oh, Merck.
We need to see your eyes, Robert. The billboard has only been up for a couple of days so far, and Robert says it's supposed to pop up at other electronic billboard sites in Janesville in the next couple of days or even weeks.
Yeah, nobody trusts a person who never shows their eyes.
Robert, expand your radius a bit. Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about Janesville. I don't know anything about Janesville, but expand that a little bit. You willing to travel up to 10, 15 miles?
Yeah, will you drive to Appleton?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We should have him at our night show.
We should do a dating game at the night show for Robert.
How far is,
let's do a little deep dive on Robert. Let's find out Robert's last name.
I think
it's
a pretty good hike.
Hey, Siri.
Stalk him.
How far is it from Janesville, Wisconsin to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Quite a long way. Green Bay, Wisconsin is about
168 miles. 2 hours and 37 minutes for love.
Look, Robert.
Steve, if you, obviously we introduced you to your wife and made it possible for you to have children and a wonderful full life instead of an empty life in squalor. Mm-hmm. If you had to drive 2.5 hours for that, would you have done it? Or would you have been like, no, it's too far, I didn't want to go for love.
Love knows no bounds.
Boom.
Robert.
Robert, you're invited. Let's get some gals up there. I mean, look at some of the women we've met at the Wisconsin shows. One got proposed to by her man in the morning, like an hour after she had regurgitated eggs spit in her mouth like a baby bird.
Yeah, that happened.
I mean, she'd say yes. I don't know if she said yes that morning, but I feel like this guy's an upgrade. Pretty good go. Good move.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love seeing love.
I think he's going to do great.
I actually think he might get some.
He will.
All jokes aside, I think he'll probably get something out of this.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely will.
Well, he'll get something.
Yeah. Like a mate or a restraining order.
A bunch of teenager D-picks. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think mostly that.
A lot of
catfished.
That.
Catfish.
You think it's going to be limited to teenagers?
Yeah. No,
this guy's going to get so catfished. Oh, my God. I might start dating him pretend.
Yeah, if I was a teenager with a cell phone in my hand and there was a billboard that said "Date Bobby," I would be calling them and be like, "Hey, Bobby!
I'm local
and honest."
Yeah. And then he's like, "Oh, this is great," and he ends up on How to Catch a Predator because I made a joke.
Yeah,
right. What if you're local and honest? Can you call and go, "Hey, I live down the street from the billboard in Janesville. You do not dress appropriately. I live near you, and I'm very honest."
Yeah, I'm an honest person.
A little too honest, ma'am.
I don't think there's anything wrong with telling your partner, like, "Hey, you look good, but let's change your style up a little bit.
Right.
Let's freshen it up.
I mean, let's start with those jeans."
Mm-hmm.
But that's who he is. I mean, he wants to portray an honest image of who he actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to love that. So he needs new pants.
Oh,
Robert,
man.
We need to talk about your pants.
Oh, boy.
It's hard to compete with the sequins and glitter on the back of a good pair of, what are they called?
FPJs.
Ed Hardy. Ed Hardy pants.
Nancy pocket jeans.
They might as well be Ed Hardy pants. Yeah.
Throw away your Eddie pants.
Yeah. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Come on, man.
My man's jeans.